Thank you, teens. I'm praising the Lord right now because it's a wonderful thing to see what God can do in just a weekend with young people. And I do thank you also for praying for these young people. Prayer does work, by the way. Sometimes we get discouraged and we don't think that God's hearing us or answering us. But if you were praying for these young people this weekend, there it is. And if you missed Wednesday night service, you didn't hear it. So you missed the answered prayer. No, we need to share our faith with others and learn how to do that. And you guys, by the way, public speaking, you guys are good. I didn't hear anybody fumble, stumble around like I do. You know, so you guys did a really good job. And I thank you for that. Thank Mike and his team of adult mentors that went through this. It was very good. You guys did a great job. And it's very encouraging to see a young generation learn how to share their faith in Christ with complete strangers. But it's almost like, it was like we were saying this morning, definition of love. If you love me, you will do my commandments. What is if you don't? We're supposed to worship and be obedient to God. One of the things that you hear more and more, I use it a lot, and Parker used the word, is relationship. Love is a relationship word. Trust is a relationship word. All those things are relationship word. Reconciliation is a relationship word. I'm going to read from Colossians, just a couple minutes here. Reading from Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. And so as those who have been chosen of God, holy, beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bearing with one another, forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord has forgiven you. Above all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. Unity. To be one with Christ. To be one with each other. How many relationship words are in that those two verses, the three verses? When we talk about beloved, put on a heart of compassion. Like what Sue had said in her letter, want to be compassionate about Christ? Go back and review your own salvation. Just kind of look at what Christ did for you. And we were talking about that this morning. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's get back there and really look at it. And if it's lost its fervor, let's look at it and pray about it. God, you saved me from eternal damnation. You saved me from a life of sin. You saved me. And you'll develop that compassion need for other people. And you'll begin to witness. We look at these things. Gentleness, patience. That patience, by the way, is a Greek word, makrothumia. It's patience with people. Now, I don't know about you, but I run into a lot of people every day. And we have to have patience with some of them. And they have to have patience with me, too. So it's a word that is definitely needed in a relationship, is patience. Then we talk about bearing with one another. We all have got weaknesses. We all struggle with issues of life. Can we bear with each other? Not grumble and complain about each other, but really bear up with one another and encourage each other, admonish each other. All these things are relationship driven. And then forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone, and we could sit and make up complaints if we want to. Song Count Your Many Blessings is a powerful song. Count your many blessings and you'll see what God has done. Let's not complain. Let's encourage. And it's always with, as the Lord has forgiven you. Want to understand forgiveness? Look at what God has done for you. What a great God. Holy, righteous God who loves us so much. I like it what he says to Peter when he finally gets to confront Peter about his denial. It's really powerful. He doesn't go, hey, Peter, why'd you deny me? All I've done for you, and look, you denied even knowing me. You ran away. Why'd you? He didn't say that. He already knew Peter felt bad about it. He didn't have to review it for him. But what did he say? Peter, do you love me? Wow. Do you love me, Peter? Says it three times. Peter starts getting exasperated at the end of the third one. Yes, you know I love you. Powerful. How did Christ react when somebody wronged him, deeply wronged him, to deny Christ? Oh, do you love me? And that's a question we have to ask ourselves when we feel we've failed our Lord. Because that's the question he's asking us. Do you love me? When we fail to witness, when we fail to forgive. Do you love me? Do you love me? That's what he's asking us. I love you with all my heart. I sent my son to die in your place for your sin. I love you, and I'll never stop loving you. And nothing can separate us from the love of God. Do you love me? I love you. I'll never leave you or forsake you. I love you. Do you love me? That's what it really boils down to, doesn't it? Do I love God? All about relationship. Do I trust God? So I'm thankful tonight. And again, you young people did a great job, and it encourages my heart where you're catching fire for God. And I pray you continue to do that. Don't let this be just one high point in your weekend. Take that stuff. Everything that God teaches us, everything that God blesses us with is designed to encourage and build up somebody else. It's not for us to kind of keep in. It's for us to share and spread around, like those cookies and ice creams we were about to go out and get. So anyway, with those thoughts, let's just praise the Lord for these young people and their leaders that are leading them in a positive direction. And let us ask ourselves as we leave here tonight, do I love God? Do I really? And if the answer, I don't, God, teach me to love you more. Maybe I am failing in that area, but teach me to love you more. And let that love of God, which has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, just pour forth from us as we go through our daily lives. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for these young people. Lord, that they had an opportunity. Thank you for the school that even set these things up to train young people. Let us be caught up in their infection, that we will, too, look at our lives and develop a compassion for souls, because there are plenty of them out there. You don't have to go very far to find them. They're there. And yes, some people listen, some people won't. But that should not deter us. Give us boldness to speak as we ought to speak the gospel of Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. Let us trust you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's stand. Dear Heavenly Father, you are our Savior. You are our potter, and we are the clay. Mold us and shape us into the men and women you want us to be. Praising you, bringing glory to you wherever we go this week. May your name be magnified through us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good night, and don't forget, ice cream.